So you finally look like you'll play first preseason. Yeah. How do you feel about
it? Exciting. Very exciting. And the best part about it is that, you know, it's against like a team that I grew up, you know, loving. So it's going to be really fun. Can't wait.
How hard was it for you to sit out the last one?
I mean, it was hard, but it was the smart thing to do. You know, got to make sure that I'm, you know, healthy and ready to go before I go. So I agree with Coach Jackson's, you know, choice of holding me out, and, you know, we're ready to go this week.
You look a lot more comfortable out there last couple of practices than you did early. What's been the difference?
I just feel good. I feel good. You know, you feel good. You play good, you know.
You feel like you're settling in now?
Yeah. Everything's slowing down a little bit, you know. And I'm just having fun playing football.
Seems like they've done work in practice to familiarize Osweiler with you, Coleman, and Britt when he's out there. And it seems like you're catching more passes from him. Is that the case?
I mean, I see a quarterback close to me, I try to catch it. It doesn't matter who it is, I'm just trying to catch the ball, you know.
How much more comfortable are you in the offense than you were at the beginning?
A lot more comfortable. You know, finally, you know, getting everything down packed, you know, so I'm just going to keep working and see how far it takes me.
What's the origin of the Chief Slam? Is that what you call it?
The Chief Slam. Well, I mean, you know, as you may know, you know, like everyone calls me Chief. That's like my name. So I just spiked the ball a certain way and it got stuck, and I just start calling it that now.
So is that always a celebration, the two-handed?
That would be, I mean, it could be two-hand, one-hand, just, I just gotta, you know, I mean, definitely through the legs though, so we'll see how far that goes.
When did it start?
I think like a week and a half ago.
Oh, so it wasn't a Miami thing?
No, just, I mean, you can't really slam in college, I mean, well, spike in college, you're gonna forget a penalty, so nah, here.
Did you just get that nickname here?
No, I haven't called Chief since I was a little kid. Yeah.
Just because of your heritage?
Yeah.
And does the name have something to do with Chief?
Well, I mean, I got it from my father, so I just been called that.
Does it translate into something about a chief or anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, they call him Chief, and because I looked like him, like a lot, like almost identical, they called me that, and just, I guess, passed the torch, and just, you know. Been stuck with it for a long time.
Is it slam for touchdowns only?
Yeah. Touchdowns only, yeah.
So will that be your first touchdown celebration? Yeah.
If I remember, if I don't get too excited and do something else, yeah.
What about the fact that you can actually celebrate this season? Are you excited about that?
Yeah. Very excited. I mean, you got to score first, so score first, then we can handle all that afterwards, you know.
Hey, we see you catching a lot of fade patterns in the red zone, especially in the end zone. How tough are those plays on you to run and to go up and high point the ball when you got a defender that's hanging on?
Well, it depends who the defender is first. I mean, it's just, you know, I've been doing it for a very long time now, so I guess, you know, it's not as hard as it was back then. But, you know, I'm just trying to just work hard and just try to, you know, protect my craft.
Are those patterns, though, are they more difficult because you don't have a lot of cushion in front of you. You've got a short kind of space to work with.
I don't really know. I see every route the same. You know, I just try to just work on that route whenever I run that route. You know.
Sorry, were you a big Giants fan growing up?
I mean, I grew up in Jersey, so I was a big, like, New York Giants and Jets, big, you know, both team fan. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
Probably Randy Moss. He's, you know, obviously, because of who he is, you know.
So how about, where does Eli fit in? Obviously, you grew up watching him.
Where does he fit in?
Yeah, as far as on your scale of favorite Giants.
Fits in as some guy that I'm probably going to go against on Monday, you know, so excited.